Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles are rested and ready to go. Getting this NFC East schedule started. Washington in town on Sunday. Bo, should be a great football game at Lincoln Financial Field.
Of course, and the atmosphere should be raucous here as this 2-0 Eagles team looks to stay atop the NFC East. And, of course, our old friend DeSean Jackson comes back to town. That should create a little juice in the, for the fans as well.
Yeah, he is expected to play despite that grade one shoulder sprain. It's been a little bit of a conversation around the Eagles this week, of course. But we get you caught up on the very latest on a busy, busy Wednesday. Let's go out to the field. Chris McPherson with the latest.
Thanks, Dave and Bo. Darren Sproles was named the NFC's Offensive Player of the Week for his performance Monday night against the Colts. The Eagles players are certainly glad to have him on their side.
Pretty obvious, I think, when you watch the last two games. He's a dynamic playmaker from the running back position. Does a great job running the football. That run that he scored on after LeSean ran the ball in on 3rd and 15 kind of shows you what we're hoping to get out of that group. And I'll tell you what, he's done an outstanding job, not to mention what he did with the ball when we threw him screens.
Sure, the Eagles defense may not have recorded a sack against Andrew Luck on Monday night, but defensive coordinator Bill Davis explains that the pass rush is more than just sacks.
I felt like we had good pressure on. They ran a lot more than they threw. And when they threw, he did not have a clean throwing lanes very often. He made some great throws, matter of fact, when he was being smothered by guys. Now, the sack number wasn't there, but people put way too much emphasis on the sack numbers opposed to moving him off his spot, putting him under duress, all those things. I wasn't disappointed at all in the pass rush. I thought we had good pressure the other night.
Washington may not have its starting quarterback, but there are plenty of reasons for them to be optimistic.
Might be a package or two that may not be available for Kirk that would be for Robert, but, you know, even those, Kirk can be effective at running some of the zone read things that we do. So we have been practicing since day one of OTAs. Both of them have been getting their reps, and we're running the same system when Kirk's in there, when Robert's in there. With Kirk, we got the same concept, same plays, and he'll be ready to roll.
The body of work that you see with Cousins in there is very similar to what they do with RG3. I think elements of it may change. I think they've got to protect him pretty good because, you know, you down one quarterback, now you're a little bit more conservative with the quarterbacks you have left.
I've seen a talented group who, they'll bring pressure, they'll play good man coverage. I think they got a lot of guys who just play hard and play for each other. And, you know, anytime you're 2-0 and you lead the division, you got to have a defense that knows how to play, and they certainly do.
That's going to do it for this new segment presented by Sports Authority. For more on Eagles 360, let's send it back to Dave and Bo.
Well, good stuff there from Chris, as always, Dave. And we'll hear a little bit more from Chris after the break as he talks to some of the guys who cover this Eagles team beyond the walls of the NovaCare Complex.
That's right. We've got Cover 2 coming your way on the other side when Eagles 360 returns. Elliot Shore Parks, the crack reporter from NJ.com, and Howard Eskin from Fox Philadelphia talk a little bit about the Eagles and the slow starts, the challenges that Washington presents, and of course, the return of number 11, DeSean Jackson. All of that and more coming your way as Eagles 360 continues.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations throughout the greater Philadelphia region. We welcome you back, the Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Now we throw it into our other studio, Chris McPherson with Cover 2.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and it's going to be a special edition of Cover 2 this week here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm pleased to be joined by two outstanding guests. We have Howard Eskin from Fox 29 in Philadelphia, and he's also on the sidelines getting the dirt during the 94 WIP broadcast. And we have Elliot Shore Parks from NJ.com. Gentlemen, let's get right into looking back real quick at the Monday night win over Indianapolis. On the one hand, you could say, look, this Eagles team is struggling in the first half of games. On the other hand, they lead the league in yards, they lead the league in points, and they're coming out with the victories. Howard, where do you stand on this?
Well, let's be honest. The Eagles were lucky, but they still won the game. You create some of those opportunities. But if Chuck Pagano was a good coach, Andrew Luck, if you're going to run the ball the first two downs, then you don't throw it the third down on third and long. So, and you just take the field goal, and then it takes two scores. But the Eagles did what they had to do. They stopped them, and they not only stopped them, they got the turnover. So they took advantage of the stupidity of the Indianapolis Colts, and they win the game. So, but they still have to drive down the field, and they still have to score a couple of times because that would have only tied up the game, and which they did. So I think it's a little bit of both, but you have to be a little lucky to win games like that, and they were. But they did what they had to do to win.
Elliot, Chip Kelly said that the team is fortunate to be 2-0. Are they?
I mean, I agree with what Howard said to a certain degree. I mean, it's definitely luck. And Chip said it himself. You're lucky to be 2-0 with how you played against the Jaguars in the first half. And, you know, Foles was fairly inconsistent, in my opinion, against the Colts. But also, I mean, to that point, 2-0, 10-1 in their last 11 games, I believe. I mean, at a certain point, it's not creating luck. It's just a winning atmosphere. And I think you're finding that they're just making these plays consistently to win games, even though, you know, maybe 3 years ago or those plays wouldn't have been made.
Right. Let's look at the defensive side of the football. Are we not giving them enough credit? They had the big turnovers there, Fletcher Cox with the strip, Malcolm Jenkins delivering the interception to keep the Eagles alive. Elliot, is this defense led by coordinator Bill Davis not getting a fair share of credit?
Well, I think that's what Bill Davis will tell you. I mean, you know, in training camp, he said he absolutely believes the defense is underrated. And in the first two games, I think they, you know, they've had their moments against the Jaguars. I think they were a little lucky that Chad Henne was a quarterback. Against the Colts, I mean, you know, the interception, luck through, you can debate whether that was a foul or not. But, you know, they're getting the job done. To go into that atmosphere against the Colts, 27 points, you know, isn't a little bit of points, but they played well enough to win. And so I think to a certain degree they are underrated.
The third lowest passing yard total by Andrew Luck. I mean, this isn't a Chad Hanny or another.
They are underrated because they have to create opportunities. The Colts can whine about a hold or an interference or whatever you want to call it on that interception by Malcolm Jenkins. They can whine, but they created those opportunities, and the Eagles took advantage of it. And the defense made the biggest stop of the year on that last Indianapolis drive, because if they don't stop them, then they don't have an opportunity to win the game. So the defense really, really has done a terrific job. And it goes unnoticed in many cases because we focus on the offense with the players there.
Another thing I'll add is, I mean, the Chip Kelly defense, what you want is you want them to get that ball to the offense a few more times, and you want them to let up field goals and not touchdowns. And that's exactly what the Eagles defense did the majority of last year and have done so far this year.
All right, let's look ahead to Sunday's game against Washington, the return of one DeSean Jackson. Howard, how special is Sunday going to be?
Well, it's going to be special for those people behind the Washington bench because they are – I'd like to just stand over there instead of standing on the Eagles sidelines when I'm down there and just listen to it. The only problem with that is I don't think I could use the language that they use on the air. That would be the only problem. But that part will be special. But I think DeSean's going to bail. First time he gets hit, and they're going to try to hit him. He doesn't have his guy, Robert Griffin, in there, who would, I think, take care of him and not make the proper reads just to make sure Deshaun gets the balls. But Kirk Cousins, he's going to do the right things, and Deshaun might not get all those passes. But that being the case, Deshaun Jackson is who the people want to see, and they want to see an Eagle win. And I think it's going to be tougher coming off these two games, only because I think Kirk Cousins is better for that offense than Robert Griffin.
That's what a lot of people are saying now. Elliot, your take on the return of Deshaun Jackson.
I mean, I think the only thing you can compare it to is when Terrell Owens came back with the Cowboys a few years ago. I remember that anticipation on game day was through the roof in the parking lot and everything, you know, the fans. So it's going to be a crazy atmosphere, especially if he plays. The thing about Deshaun is it only takes one play, and he's in the end zone. So, you know, I agree with Howard. Kirk Cousins, I think, is going to set Deshaun up better to succeed than RG3 would have. So, you know, if Deshaun gets in the end zone, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how loud the boos are.
But you know what? It's only going to take one play to get him out. You're going to say, I don't want this. Yeah. Oh, my shoulders. You know, that AC joint. Oh, I'm done.
And so you would think that Chip Kelly and Bill Davis, after playing with them last year, you know, practicing against each and every day, they're going to have some ways to come up and stop them. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. So for Howard Eskin, Elliot Shore Parks, I'm Chris McPherson. Thank you for joining us here in our Cover 2 segment on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Well, thank you very much, guys. Now time to get a little bit more in-depth on Washington. Bo, should be a very motivated Washington team coming to Lincoln Financial Field.
That's right. The first division game of the season will bring a new quarterback for that Washington team. It'll be Kirk Cousins instead of Robert Griffin III. We'll talk about what that means for that offense and also what to expect from a defense that had 10 sacks last week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's coming up on the other side right here on Eagles 360.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose. We get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein from the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
You could win a pair of tickets to sit in the Amoroso's Baking Company suite for the Eagles versus Carolina game at Lincoln Financial Field on Monday, November 10th. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/roll-into-a-suite. Enter for your chance to win Amoroso's Why Philly Sandwiches Are World Famous. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf here. It's Eagles 360. And now it's time to take a look at Washington coming into this game, the NFC East opener for both teams. A 1-1 record and a big win on Sunday against Jacksonville. This team believes in itself.
They certainly do, and they believe in Kirk Cousins. And I think they've talked all season, all offseason, about how they have faith in both Robert Griffin III and Kirk Cousins. Well, now it's time to see whether that is the case. Obviously, Cousins did a very good job against the Jaguars, going 22 of 33 for 250 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. He protects the ball well. He's got some mobility, certainly not like Robert Griffin III, but they run the same type of offense with Cousins as they did with Griffin. And obviously, with the full week of practice, they can probably put in a few other things that he likes too.
And what they really rely upon is Alfred Morris. He's a big-time runner. Stretch play that they run. Bill Davis,
that's
defensive
their bread
coordinator,
butter,
said that that's the bread and butter. And like you said, they live and die with that play. But 4.9 yards per carry for Morris. He's a load. He does move a bit. Will make a defender miss. So the Eagles run defense, which struggled early on Monday night against Indianapolis, has to step up against the run. Now, the throwing game, of course, you've got DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon and a tight end replacing their starting tight end. Niles Paul has been a big-time factor these first 2 weeks for Washington.
He certainly has 12 catches on 15 targets for 185 yards, a touchdown along with 48 yards. But listen, this offense, it's interesting because the Eagles' defense last week, we expected them to maybe get passed on by the Colts and stop the run. That was the opposite of what happened as Trent Richardson and Ahmad Bradshaw ran on this Eagles defense and they shut down Andrew Luck and that impressive group of receivers. So I'm interested to see just how the flow of this game happens, whether the Redskins think they have an opportunity to run on Alfred with Alfred Morris or whether they want to try to take advantage of those guys on the outside.
And for the Eagles offense, the Washington defense, of course, coming off that 10-sack game against Jacksonville, completely stopping the Jaguars offense on Sunday. They get Brandon Merriweather back at the safety position. They are aggressive in the secondary, and they've got two edge rushers, Brian Arakpo and Ryan Kerrigan, who will be a handful for Andrew Gardner at right tackle, for Jason Peters at left tackle, and for Nick Foles at the quarterback position. Stepping up in the pocket may be something to really consider this week.
And that's something that Nick Foles, I think, would tell you and would tell us that he needs to do better, is step up in the pocket, something he hasn't done quite as well as he did last season through these first two games. But obviously, we expect that the Eagles' offensive line is a little bit better than the one that the Jaguars' offensive line stood out there against the Redskins. Cameron Bradfield was the right tackle. He's already been released by the Jaguars.
Right.
So certainly the Eagles have a little bit more faith there. But listen, Ryan Kerrigan, Brian Arakpo, that's as good a tandem of pass rushers as the Eagles are going to see this season.
So the Eagles need to bring it for 60 minutes on Sunday against Washington, the NFC East opener for both teams. Again, will be a great game, great atmosphere at Lincoln Financial Field. Now, one of those offensive linemen who is critical for the Eagles, left guard Dennis Kelly. And when we return to Eagles 360, Kelly replaces Bo here in the studio, and we go one-on-one with the starting left guard of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
All season long, stop into your local Acme Markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. When you do, you'll receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autographed merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles left guard Dennis Kelly, who on Monday night gets his first regular season appearance since 2012. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, the crowd was into it.
Yeah.
A lot of intensity, a lot of pressure. How was it? Like, just tell me pregame going into it. How was it for you?
You know, it was great. Obviously, there were some nerves going in pregame just to because it has been so long. I think that's a good thing because if you still have those nerves, it still means you're excited for it. But as soon as I ran onto the field, it was all gone. You know, I was playing football, and, you know, it was a great game to come back to, really.
Yeah, it was an awesome game. What was it like in the huddle there, Dennis, toward the end of the game? Defense gets the stop,
mm-hmm.
Colts punt, Eagles have the ball first and 10 on the 40-yard line. Was there a sense of, hey, we are going to go down and score here?
Absolutely. You know, there was a lot of confidence. There wasn't, you know, a lot of guys that were real tense. So none of that. It was, you know, pretty much just like any other huddle. Everyone was seemed pretty relaxed, pretty sure of what was going to happen, just making sure. Obviously, there were reminders of, you know, what not to do, and especially with, you know, two-minute offense. But there seemed to be, you know, a good, silent confidence about ourselves.
Chip Kelly said after the game that you played well, you're staying at left guard. Mm-hmm. You got to be feeling pretty good about things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously that first game is, you know, kind of a big one just to kind of build confidence and just, you know, show that you can still play and, you know, belong out there. And, you know, I think it went well, and, you know, hopefully it keeps going.
Interesting career, Dennis. I mean, you've only been here for 3 years. You get a lot of playing time as a rookie mm-hmm. during an absolutely just disastrous season. But for you, a good foundation mm-hmm. at guard and at tackle, and then you have the back injury and last year on the roster but didn't play. I mean, mentally, physically, very challenging for you.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster just because, you know, I've seen, you know, early success, obviously getting on the field very quick. And last year was a test just because I think mentally it was hard not being able to go out and play, you know, coming into camp. You know, it's considered the sixth man, you know, the first one off the bench, and, you know, the back injury comes up, and, you know, obviously I stayed healthy, which is great. You mm-hmm. know, Al did really well taking advantage of the opportunity. But, you know, when you see that, you see everyone that you're working with playing and knowing that, you know, I was coming back off the injury, it was a little disappointing just to try and, you know, obviously after the rookie year, too.
Take this, Robert. Do you feel like you're not part of the team, that you haven't earned your place?
Right, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. And there was a bit of that feel because I do think you know, obviously I wasn't dressing. There was that kind of, you know, I was on active roster. I was still doing everything, but it was still kind of one of those things where, you know, I was just there to practice. And, you know, obviously I'm very thankful for the fact that, you know, I was there. I got to practice, so I was able to learn a lot, you know, throughout last year.
Talk about Jeff Stoutland and what he does to make this group work. It seems very interchangeable. Mm-hmm. With you and Andrew on Monday night, offense still 458 yards, 30 yeah. points. Why does it work kind of no matter who's in there?
You know, I think Stout does a fantastic job. You know, I think he really stresses on details, and I think his concepts are very, very they're good, they're very strong, and he believes in them. And I think he preaches that, and he teaches the offensive line to believe in it too. And I think it really shows when you can, like you say, interchange people. You know, Al last year against Green Bay, and, you know, obviously last Monday, it shows that everyone in that room, you know, buys in and does, you know, what he's teaching, which, you know, obviously is working.
When did it all click for you?
You know, I think it really, you know, clicked probably first or second week of camp. You know, I was healthy again playing. You know, they moved me back to guard, and you know, once I, you know, accepted and started running with it, I think I really took off with it.
Dennis, when you practice all week, the fans watch the games, they watch it on TV, they go to the stadiums, and they have the glory of those on the field. When you practice all week and then find out that you're not going to be up, what is it? What do you do on the sidelines? I mean, do you stay in it mentally? Do you feel down? Mm-hmm. What's your approach been?
You know, last year I did it. I tried to get, like, mental reps off of it. Obviously, I kind of had a better idea that I wasn't going to dress compared to, like, the Jacksonville game. But, you know, you work so hard during the week, and you don't want to just kind of throw it away. So you might as well, you know, you're on the sideline, you're able to watch the game, but you might as well, you know, try and figure out what you would have done in that situation. And also, you can help the guys out on the field. I know last year I helped Lane a lot, you know, telling him what he was doing right, doing wrong, just trying to give him, you know, another point of view on things, you know, so it's not just all coming from Stout.
When you experience that sour, does the sweet of playing in a game, is it just that much sweeter?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it felt really good to be able to get back out there, you know, and it was, you know, fortunately, it was, you know, in Indy. It was a great win. And
yeah, but so. Back near Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Had some of your homeboys there, I'm
exactly,
sure.
Yeah.
What's Washington look like? Early preview.
You know, they look pretty good. Obviously, they had, you know, both offensively and defensively, they had a great game last week. And, you know, up front, they're pretty good. You have two good edge rushers. And then, you know, they added Hatcher. So it will be a good test for us, but I think we'll be able to handle it.
If you were in a 30-yard race with Darren Sproles, how many yards would he beat you by?
I'm probably going to say about 25.
That's right. At least you're honest. Dennis mm-hmm. Kelly, keep up the good work, man. Thank I'm you. Glad to see you back in the lineup. Glad things are going well.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate
Dennis
it.
Kelly, thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win,
you win!
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
You win!
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research, and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal, blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We're here every day of the week at 5 o'clock as we lead into Sunday's big one against Washington. Now, tomorrow's show features a Behind Enemy Lines segment. Chris McPherson sits down with Andrew Walker from Washington's official website. Let's get a little preview of what he has to say, talking about a team coming off a big win on Sunday against Jacksonville.
I think Sunday's game against the Eagles will be the real indicator of how this team will move on without Robert Griffin III under center. Because now the Eagles will be preparing all week for Kirk Cousins, who brings maybe that more traditional drop-back style for head coach Jay Gruden's offense. So what will help Cousins moving forward is the Redskins' rushing attack. You know, they've had a pretty good one the last couple seasons with Alfred Morris. That continued on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Redskins and Cousins come out leaning on that rushing attack and running it lots and lots and lots on Sunday.
All right, thank you very much, Chris and Andrew. We look forward to that tomorrow on Eagles 360. Bo Wolf, thank you for joining us today. And another day closer to a showdown on Sunday.
Absolutely. Looking forward to hearing from Chip Kelly tomorrow. Maybe we'll get a sense of whether Michael Kendricks can play this week. And if not, who is it going to be in the middle alongside D'Amico Ryans?
Will it be Emmanuel Acho or perhaps Casey Matthews, both of whom played on Monday night in Indianapolis? We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. We see you tomorrow. And between now and then, of course, stay with us every step of the way. We've got you covered on your Philadelphia Eagles news. I'm Dave Spadaro for Bo Wolf. We say thanks for joining us. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.